Nolte, All Sides Blast Schumer for Interfering in Israel's Election Process. By John Nolte on March 14, 2024. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, is under fire Thursday for his highly inappropriate Senate speech calling for new elections in Israel. Even the White House is attempting to distance itself from Schumer's dangerous and reckless election interference. The world has changed, radically, since October 7, and the Israeli people are being stifled right now by a governing vision that is stuck in the past, Schumer said in what was described as a major speech. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has lost his way, Schumer added, by allowing his political survival to take precedence over the best interests of Israel. Schumer went on to accuse Netanyahu of aligning with far-right extremists who are pushing support for Israel worldwide to historic lows. What makes Schumer's speech especially reckless is that Israel is currently in the middle of a war for its very survival. Imagine Franklin Roosevelt calling for new elections in England during World War II. This is pure madness on Schumer's part, and I have no doubt that the same White House currently distancing itself from Schumer also winked and nudged him into it. A vital part of Biden's coalition is made up of Jew haters, especially in the swing state of Michigan. And right now, the Jew haters and organizations like CARE won't even meet with the Biden campaign. So why not send out a godless, shameless hatchet man like Schumer to appease the Jew haters with this outrageous suggestion that accomplishes two things. 1. It smears Netanyahu, the man winning the war, to turn Gaza into a parking lot, and 2. It might benefit the terrorists in Hamas by dividing Israel during a time when the country must remain united against the terrorists in Hamas. Well, obviously, if the White House was behind it, would Schumer have done such a thing without Biden's okay? It has already backfired big time. The reaction was immediate and furious, which likely explains why the White House went scurrying. Opposition leader and former Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett. Regardless of our political opinion, we strongly oppose external political intervention in Israel's internal affairs. We are an independent nation, not a banana republic. With the threat of terrorism on its way to the West, it would be best if the international community would assist Israel in its just war, thereby also protecting their countries. Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson. U.S. Senator Tom Cotton, RR. Former George W. Bush Press Secretary Ari Fleischer. Do you have any idea how evil Democrats are? Hamas committed a Holocaust on October 7th, and Israel is doing nothing more than ensuring such a thing can never happen again. Yet, because the Democrat Party has allowed raging anti-Semites to join its coalition, Joe Biden and Chuck Schumer, who is Jewish, are openly and shamelessly looking to undermine Israel in the middle of its own World War II against the equivalent of Nazis after a modern-day Holocaust. We are now up against sociopaths who will do anything to hold on to power. The Democrat Party, including the Jewish Chuck Schumer, is now proudly siding with Hamas, with those who would exterminate Israel and the Jews, with those who slaughtered, raped, beheaded, desecrated, brutalized, and kidnapped thousands of innocent Jewish civilians, because they are Jewish. If this doesn't wake up America's Jewish Democrats to the threat of the Democrat Party, I'm not sure what will.